Yeah, 104.4 morning live on the Chris Fade Show. Wednesday, one day to go to a Redfest DXB, and what an honour to have Sir Richard Branson in studio with us. I still can't get over it. We only got the message, you know, probably 25 hours ago, and we were like, "Serious, this is going on." We've caught up many times, but usually on a sort of an outside location. First time in your Virgin Studios. What do you think of them? These are our brand new ones here with ARN Media City. They look good.
You're definitely doing well, folks. People are obviously listening to you, so that's good.
But I'll tell you what was really interesting is when I moved here 11 years ago to help start up Virgin Radio, the first station in the Middle East, it was, you know, we're in a different office, which was completely different to this. It was an older studio, a lot different. It's really cool to see the evolution of not only ARN, but with the brand Virgin in this region. It's just growing very, very strong as well.
No, it's been great. And I think Virgin Radio's had a lot to do with it. I mean, the fact that you're out there with a massive following, I think it's really helped build the brand. And on the back of that, you know, we obviously things like the Virgin Megastores and a lot of other things are doing great. So, and you know, now we finally got the space project up and running. I think there's a spaceport in America. There's a spaceport in China. There's a spaceport in Russia, but there's no spaceport in Abu Dhabi.
So, okay.
So we think it's possible that you know, maybe the first spaceport outside those countries could be here in the Middle East in Abu Dhabi.
We would absolutely love that. That's fantastic for the country. I know the UAE, especially with its sort of its location, is a great location to, you know, one of the reasons why a lot of the expats come here to live. It's sort of like, oh yeah, great, jump on a plane, I'm 5-6 hours away from the UK, I'll go to Italy for a little bit, we'll go to Asia, which is fantastic.
Yeah, or even Australia. I mean, you are very fortunately placed, I think.
Yeah, it's funny, after I've been here for 11 years, if you wanted to travel in Australia, you'd really have to plan that date, like, because, you know, wherever you want to go, it's got to be here. You can sort of jump on a plane for a couple of hours and you're down. Can we talk about tennis? Because I follow you on Instagram, love your Instagram account.
Thank you.
I'm really inspired in the sense of not only everything you've achieved, obviously, throughout your career, but you remain so fit. You are nonstop. I saw you doing planking challenges. I see you doing the playing tennis. This is fantastic. The fitness in your life is something that you really look after, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't look after yourself, you're not going to be able to look after other people, and so number one priority in every day must be to find an hour for your body, and so, you know, I in the past have always just done it from sports, from tennis, from kite surfing, from surfing, from any fun activities. Mm-hmm. I've now reached the age where I'm doing an hour of weights a day, and that works great, and would highly recommend it. And you know, we also set ourselves, our family, we set ourselves a challenge once a year, and we do a really big challenge. This year we did a 2,000-kilometer bike ride through Europe, and then we ended up by climbing Mont Blanc together. And
how many in the family are doing this?
So it's my daughter Holly and son Sam, and then we bring a bunch of friends. We raise a bit of money for charity at the same time, but having a challenge every year like that means that, you know, you've got a reason to get fit, and it spurs you on, which is great. And in July, mm-hmm. I'm hoping to go to space, and that's another reason. You know, I want to really enjoy the flight, so the fitter you can be, the more you're going to enjoy it.
You, as a child, did you dream of going to space?
Yeah.
Is this why?
Ever since the moon landing. I mean, I was a kid, child, when I saw the moon landing on a black and white TV set, and thought, you know, one day I'll become an astronaut. And waited and waited and waited, and NASA was not really interested in sending you or me up to space. So we started building spaceships, and it's been ridiculously hard. Rocket science is much harder than that statement says. We've got, you know, 1,000 wonderful engineers. We've got a beautiful spaceship now, VSS Unity. She's performing beautifully. The astronauts, you know, did the first flight in December. We got another one on the 20th of this month, and So we're on track now.
Have you had any celebrities come at you wanting to already be part of this this first voyage?
We've had numerous celebrities wanting upgrades.
Okay.
which I've had a lifetime knowing about through running an airline.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm sure we'll have. Some fun people sort of traveling into space in the years to come.
Okay. So Richard Branson with us here on Virgin Radio 104.4. Hang out with us because Sir Richard Branson is going to request his favorite or one of his favorite old school songs. Yeah. And we'll do it next here at 8:21 morning.